calling all songwriters. If you have a song you want to share to the world, send your MP3 and a short bio of your project to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. And we will play and promote your music for free. Send your songs to Dougie Crockett to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. So if you are a recording artist, a publisher, a record label, or a song plugger looking for something different and original, then you are in the right place. Catch our show on 17 different podcast websites, such as iTunes and TuneIn, as well as here at bbsradio.com/RioBravoMusicLive. If you are looking for more exposure for your songs, great original content, talented new artists, or the next big song, find it all here at Rio Bravo Music Live.
It's live at 5 California time. It's Rio Bravo Music Live with your host, ex-oil field worker turned chemical drilling engineer, songwriter, and composer, Dougie the Drill Crockett. Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along, and maybe someone will hear how good a song you have wrote, and Crockett played it here.
Glare on the 4th of July. You stole my heart, one beat at a time. First time I saw you, you blew my mind. The roses are red, violets are blue. You're prettier. First time I saw you, you blew my mind. Your smile so sweet, like sugar in my tea. Soft brown eyes, they will tantalize. The pieces of my mind will someday be refined. First time I saw you, you blew.
Music Live Radio Show. And we got a caller on the air. Yes, sir. You're on the air with Dougie Crockett. Who am I talking to, please?
I cannot tell you my name, senor, but I will tell you something. Something strange that has happened to me, senor.
Well, do you have a song or a poem or something you want to play on the Real Bravo Live Music Show?
I think, senor, it was a talk show that deal with the therapy for the sexually despaired.
No, sir. This is a music show, but I can listen to you if you like.
Really, don't study, senor. When I see her from my distance, I want her pretty bad, senor. But I am too scared to approach her, senor.
And does she know that you want her?
I think so, senor. Sometimes she walk around in her patio, which I can see from my window. She had no clothes on, senor. And I see her touching something, and then she was bending over and...
Oh.
Hold on there now, sir. I think that's better go to a commercial. We'll be right back, my friend.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Here in Rio Bravo Music Live, we invite all different types of genres. We promote artists and writers that want to get their music out there. From rock to hip hop, from country to gospel, no matter what, we are here to help and promote your music. Make sure to tune in every week for the Lost Tapes of Young Elvis's Life, an interview that explores the beginnings of Elvis Presley in the early 20s through the eyes of a man who lived with young Elvis before becoming a superstar.
Feliz dia, Cinco de Mayo. Welcome, my friends. I'm Dougie Crockett, your host, and Feliz Dia, Cinco de Mayo. Did you hear that last caller? Well, I think he was a little bit on the loco strange side. I mean, like, that was stranger than George Bush at a Dixie Chick concert. And that was stranger than Clinton dancing with Alex Jones at the Bohemian Ball. Hold on. Well, Feliz Dia Cinco de Mayo. The song before we played earlier, before the crank caller, was You Blew My Mind, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier. And the next song that we want to promote from Dougie Crockett's catalog is called Mexican Souvenir. And I tell the folks out there that's not familiar with the Tex-Mex border, most border cities usually have a market where they sell all kinds of stuff over in Mexico, and it's mostly aimed at the American tourist. And I always was partial to the little Mexican souvenir called, that were little miniature plays like things that were showing frogs doing different things. They were, some of them were drinking beer, some of them was playing pool. These frogs are kind of stuffed, and then they have miniature pool tables and stuff where they show their drinking beards. It's meant to be kind of funny. It's a Mexican souvenir, and the one that I'm talking about particularly in this song is two frogs playing at a little pool table and drinking beer and kind of acting drunk. And it's actually a Mexican souvenir. They're pretty small. They're about 3-6 inches, you know, not very big. And some are smaller, some are larger. But now, let's promote and play the original composition called Mexican Souvenir, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier. And right after Mexican Souvenir, we're going to be Rio Bravo Music Live Indie Spotlight, where we promote indie singer-songwriters from all over the world. So you want to stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening, my friends.
Thank you.
was going down on my luck. I had a tequila drunk. My eyes keep on closing up. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. Two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. And two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. I was on my way back. Lord, help me get out of last night. What have I got myself into? The booze and the smoke will pull me through. I had lipstick on my collar, those pesos and no dollars, and a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. Two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in the bar somewhere. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. Two frogs drinking beer, playing pool in the bar somewhere. And the sun was up, coming up, but I was going down on my luck. I had a tequila drunk, my eyes keep on closing up. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. And two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. And two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. And two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere in Mexico. Somewhere in Mexico.
BBS Radio. Talk shows playing indies all day long on BBS Radio.
Hi, I'm Dougie Crockett, and I'm telling you now, got my own little talk show somehow
on BBS Radio. Rio Bravo Music Live Show on BBS Radio. Rio Bravo Music Live Show.
Hey! It's time for the spotlight. A countdown of the top songs of the week. A place where your host, Dougie Crockett, analyzes, discusses, and plays the newest songs submitted by songwriters
all over the world.
Songs are judged by the categories of
arrangement,
melody, lyrics, and voice. We give you artist biographies and background and provide your daily dose of great new music. So get ready to experience the spotlight with your host, Dougie Crockett, here at the Rio Bravo Music Live Show.
And we're back, my friends, to the Rio Bravo Music Live Show.
And now it's time for the Real Bravo Music Live Indie Spotlight, Artist and Bios. And this is the only show on earth that does this. And if you're an indie singer, songwriter, and you send your music and your bio to Dougie Crockett, Real Bravo Music Live at yahoo.com, we'll play it, your music and your bio, for free. Then after I play it for free here and promote it, then bbsradio.com picks it up and plays it. But your bio only gets aired here on Real Bravo Music Live Indie Spotlight. So our first song that we want to play and promote, and first indie artist and singer songwriter and music that we want to play and promote, is I Was Young and Needed Money by Screamin' Deal. Well, Screamin' Deal is a ginger indie rock, post-punk labeled indie Cancun, crafting some of the smartest and most diverse indie rock that this side of the internet. Screamin' Deal is a Canadian based in central Ontario. The Cordlets, mismatch of nervy indie rock and lush pop sprinkled with post-punk influences, shapes its debut album, That Ain't No Screamin' Deal. And now, the song, I Was Young and Needed Money by Screamin' Deal. Composition is The Green Man by Matt Steady. And over the past few years, Matt Steady has emerged as a poster boy of the internet-oriented independent music scene, being held up on as inspiration by many music podcasters. His latest long player, Echoes of Auburn, is a concept album taking the listener on a bittersweet tour of Britain across time. And now we play The Green Man by Matt Steady. Thank you.
back in time before memories. We lived in the fields of our birth. We nurtured the soil and the forests and trees. In return, we lift off the earth. What is seen is not all there is. There are two realms intertwined. A spiritual world just out of sight, but rarely far from mine. Closer still when the solstice came, along the ley lines of Kansas power. The mysteries of the spirit world came abroad for many an hour. With shadows seen and the legends grew, a little perspective of our place in this scene. The balance of nature and spirit life, and respect for the space in between. When the twilight comes and the worlds collide, the boundary between death and dark and life and light, the green man glimpsed in his ancient home, out of the corner of the eye, just out of sight. The green man,
the green man, the green man,
the green man,
the green man, the green man.
And now the chainsaws scream out their songs of hate, commuters, they're willing slaves. The cranes, they'll run up a pirate's flag, and the bulldozers dig their unmarked graves. Shrines to money's indifference, it's gone further than anyone planned. Profit runs without boundaries, spewing out concrete, covering this land. When the twilight comes and the worlds collide, there's nowhere left to roam. The green man cries in a far-off wood, remembering his long-lost home. A wise man once prophesied to me, we'll rip up the roads and tear the buildings down. The forests will grow green and the streams will run clear. There'll be healing and harmony all around. When the twilight comes and the worlds collide, there might be just enough space to roam. The green man could be glimpsed in the far-off wood, walking back through his long-lost home. Back through his long lost home. Looking back through his long lost home. The green man, the green man,
and that was The Green Man by Matt Steady. And our next artist is going to be Gregory Douglass with a track from Adele's Set Fire to the Rain. Based in Los Angeles, Gregory was born and raised in rural Vermont. After winning local talents and performing in community theater as a child, he taught himself to play the piano and guitar by ear and took up songwriting in junior high. While attending Brewster Academy, a college preparatory boarding high school in New Hampshire, Douglass composed and recorded the material for his first two albums, If I Were a Man and Gregory Douglass. On graduation day, Brewster Academy headmaster presented him with a music award, publicly announcing that Douglass was the first student he would ever encourage not to go to college and instead pursue his passion of full-time advice as Douglass ran to it in the music business. And now, the track, Set Fire to the Rain by Gregory Douglass.
A little fall. My heart and as it fell, you rose to claim it. It was dark, and it was over you, until you kissed my lips, and you saved me. My hands, they were strong, but my knees were far too weak to stand in your arms without falling to your feet. But there's a side to you that I never knew, never knew. All the things you'd say that were never true, never true. And the games you'd play, you would always win, always win. But I set fire to the rain, washed your poems, I touched your face. Well, it burned and I cried, cause I heard it scream. Not your name, your name. When I lay with you, I could stay there. Close my eyes, feel you here forever. You and me together, nothing is better. Cause there's a side to you that I never knew, never knew. All the things you'd say that were never true, never true. And the games you'd play, you would always win, always win. But I set fire to the rain, watched it pour as I touched your face. Well, it burned when I cried, cause I heard it screaming out your name, your name. I set fire. Something died, cause I knew it. That was the last time, the last time. Sometimes I wake up by the door, that heart you caught must be waiting for you. Even love when we're already over, I can't help myself from looking for you. I set fire. Touched your face. Well, it burned and I cried, cause I heard it screaming out your name, your name. Well, I set fire to the rain and out the ruins into the flames. Well, it fell, something died, cause I knew that that was the last time, the last time.
And our next composition is Wrong Side of the Road, sung by Otto Nicholson. Nicholson is a from Stockholm, Sweden based multi-instrumentalist Otto. He is also an artist that in fact the details paint the canvas. His debut EP, which got a lot of praise from Swedish and international blog media in 2016, was a full of 60s inspired melodies and intricate musical arrangements. He presented himself as an artist not afraid to look back, but with the steady path forward. And now, The Wrong Side of the Road by Otto Nicholasa.
The fun of the masquerade is ending pretty soon. Those pretty dresses are a mess. I'm glad we made it through. Two empty glasses hit the floor and happy people dance. The waiter looks away when a girl gives him the hand.
you, she really lets you know. And when you leave, you put your hand in mine. You say the night is over.
That was Wrong Side of the Road by Otto Nicolason. And now on the Real Bravo Music Live Spotlight, we're going to focus on the Unknown Songwriters Corner. The first songwriter from San Antonio, Texas, for Cinco de Mayo, is Roy Pettis with a song called Pedro Cafe, or in English, Brown Dog. Okay, Roy Pettis, he's with the Unknown Soldiers. He says, no more Mustang Sally. After 35 years of playing the circuit in various bands, including Rion Bluesman, River City Slim, and Rhythm King, Roy Pettis has gone on his own. He writes and sings and plays his own music along with two sons called John Michael, Ryan Matthew. Giving in the backbeat of the drums is Joey Lorenzo. Helping Ryan on bass is high school buddy Clementine Hernandez. These are the Unknown Soldiers of San Antonio, Texas. Roy's ginger of music is rock, Americana, and Tex-Mex. As Ryan called it, Mexicano rock. I simply wanted to change. I needed to get back to self-expression musically. I'm not in it for the money, but a few artists get rich singing other people's songs. It's just more fun to create a new song without boundaries. Our two CDs have a little of everything, but the sound is definitely uniquely ours. We don't put limits on our songs, and we don't have to be hard at it and even have a course. These guys listen to me and trust my judgment. I try not to worry about money, gigs, or people, because we like what we're doing straight up. Mexicano rock, baby.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Rio Bravo Music Live Show, and we're spotlighting original songwriters, one just from San Antonio, Texas, Roy Pettis, with a song called Pedro Cafe, which means brown dog in English. Good job, Roy. I really like your music. And our next song is going to be Reggie Nighthawk out of San Antonio, Texas, original songwriter. Originally from St. Louis, Missouri, graduated from the same high school as Chuck Berry. Don't know if he knew him or whatever, but he graduated from the same high school as Chuck. Nighthawk sings and plays the drums, the bass, the rhythm guitar, lead guitar, and writes songs. And he's looking for a drummer and a bass player for his live shows. If you're interested, you can contact him. Right now, we're going to play a song from Reggie that he wrote called San Antonio Slim. The song's a little bit on the strange side, but sometimes strange is what makes a big hit if a big artist was to pick it up or something. So let's listen to it and see what happens. Sabrinos in San Antonio, Texas. George, who is 10 years old and currently studying piano and melodies. He's on his fifth song. There's Jacob, 8 years old, and he's in guitar classes specializing in original music. He's already composed 4 songs. He's on his way. Last but not least is Ethan, 3 years old, and playing at the harp or accordion. He really hasn't decided yet which instrument he'll pursue. Keep practicing, boys. See you next week. Feliz dia, Cinco de Mayo.
Solo, mi novia, she left me for another man. I'm sitting here crying, trying to understand. Solo, solo, demasiado solitario. Solo, solo, demasiado solitario. Yo solo, oh, oh, oh. Yo solo, oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. I'm looking at the moon, and I'm thinking of you. Wish I could be with you tonight. I'd trade everything in my sight. Solo, solo, demasiado solitario. Solo, solo, demasiado solitario. Yo solo. Solo, oh, 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 oh. Solo, solo, demasiado solitario. Solo, solo, demasiado solitario. Yo solo. Solo, oh, 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 oh.
Calling all songwriters. If you have a song you want to share to the world, send your MP3 and a short bio of your project to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com and we will play and promote your music for free. Send your songs to Dougie Crockett to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. So if you are a recording artist, a publisher, a record label, or a song plugger looking for something different and original, then you are in the right place. Catch our show on 17 different podcast websites, such as iTunes and TuneIn, as well as here at bbsradio.com/RioBravoMusicLive. If you are looking for more exposure for your songs, great original content, talented new artists, or the next big song, find it all here at Rio Bravo Music Live.
Seems to be more stressed today.
day never seems to go away. I've had my belly overflow. I'm halfway to Mexico. Take a little drive. Where I'm going, no one knows. I'm halfway to Mexico. There is no internet, no cell phones to make you mad, just an old squeeze box to soothe the soul. I'm halfway to Mexico. I'm halfway to Mexico. Where I'm going, no one knows. There is no electricity or telephone. I'm halfway to Mexico.
Welcome back, friends, to the Real Bravo Music Live radio show. I'm Dougie Crockett, your host. Friends, in early 1957, only four people lived in Graceland. Mr. and Mrs. Presley, Elvis, and a man called Cliff Cleaves. In this interview, you're going to learn what really went home behind the scenes. Cliff Cleaves moved in with the Presley family when they lived in Ottoman Drive, and moved to Graceland, and then stayed with Elvis until the early 60s. Let's listen to this clip from an interview with Cliff Cleaves.
Hey, you're great, yeah. And boom, they're gone. Hey, you're great, now have you got a moment for me to back your career?
Did he go with you to the
film? No, he couldn't. He said, I appreciate that, but he said, I'm booked on the Louisiana Hayride, I'm waiting on my ride right now, we're going to Shreveport. No more than he said that, then the car turned, there was Scotty Moore in it, he picked him up. He shook my hand, said, nice meeting you, and I appreciate what you said, and drove off.
And when was the next time that you had face-to-face?
The next time I saw him was in September of that year. I'm up visiting the same hotel, except this time we were upstairs at WHBQ on the mezzanine floor. And I had been in to say hello to Dave Phillips, the disc jockey there.
You were just visiting some of your...
I'm visiting one man in particular, a disc jockey named Dewey Phillips. Mm-hmm. Say hello to him. And I had just come back in California. After the confrontation, not confrontation, but
first meeting
encounter with Elvis, 3 days later, I moved to California. And was out there that entire summer. And I was back in Memphis, either visiting, I didn't know what I was going to do, either visit and stay or go back to California, I didn't know. But I left the studio, the broadcast booth, and gone to get coffee. And there's a little coffee corner there. And I looked up, and here comes Elvis down the hall. And,
did he remember you from the first encounter?
Well, here's what happens. He said, hi, Chief, how are you doing?
Chief?
Chief. That's exactly what he said. And
you were dressed like an Indian?
No.
You look like you own the studio?
No. But I found out later that he did that a lot.
Is that
right? Yeah, somebody else said, Cliff, something, he did that a lot.
Like somebody else would say, hey, bud.
And yeah, and he'd say, yeah, and Elvis instead of saying, hey, bud, or hey, guy, or something, he was Chief.
Chief.
You know, mate. Like the British say, hey, mate. Elvis Neal would say, Chief, if he didn't know you.
Did he maintain that all the way through his lifetime?
Oh, no, not that I know of, but okay. Yeah, maybe he did. I'm not sure. I can't swear to that. But anyway, it was normal. I said, hi, Elvis, how are you? He went in and spent some time there with Dewey. About 15 minutes later, he comes walking back out. He said, hey, Chief, you shoot pool? And I said, yes, I do. He said, well, I'd like to invite you out to shoot pool. We're all going out to Dewey's house and shoot pool, and I'd like to invite you to come with us. And I did, and we did. Now here's where this thing snowballs.
Was he a good shot?
Oh, it was a good pool shot.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think everybody at that time, I had been a shooter and a pool player, and most of the people there, except maybe one of the ladies, were not.
Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along. Did I mention it was free? Dougie Crockett, a friend to the songwriter.
Disclaimer: it is unlawful to download and distribute any copyrighted material. All songwriters on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show and all songs on the show are original. The writers who created and composed them own the copyrights. All rights reserved.